following program is rebroadcast by the Armed Forces Radio Service to our fighting men overseas. Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health and True Shave Beforehand Lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show. With Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr., played by Billy Gray, Leonard Susan's Orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, our special guest for tonight, the Andrews Sisters, and of course, Eddie Cantor.
Down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you will hear his horn, Rudy tootin', it's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. Come on, Leonard, blow that horn. When you're counting out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, some early morn you will hear a call, Rudy tootin'. It's not far away, hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day coming, there's gonna be a great day.
They closed the racetrack. Things are going to be different.
What?
Remember how the bookies used to stand at the finish line and watch the horses come in?
Yeah.
Now the horses are standing at Lockheed watching the bookies come in. And Harry, I've got a surprise for you, baby.
Really?
You know, I'm going to take the money I might have lost at the track and spend it on your kids. Yes, indeed. Yes. Harry, I'm going to send Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr. to college, and money is no object. I want to give that to him.
Oh,
yes, give him, let him be for your cause.
Well, that's mighty generous of you.
Yes, sir.
Harvard, Notre Dame, Princeton, Yale.
No, Harvard, Yale? What's
the name of the college, Eddie?
It's called Lorenzo T. Schatzberger Tech. Mr. Schatzberger is the dean. He's a brilliant scientist, Harry, and what a college he runs. But he's got everything a kid loves, even a little hot tamale stand up front. And there, cooking the tamales, a friendly, gray-haired old man.
Who's he?
Lorenzo T. Schatzberger.
The dean sells tamales?
Now listen,
Eddie, Mr. Schatzberger.
Mr. Schatzberger, please, he's the dean, Harry.
Oh, Mr. Schatzberger, he sounds like a phone.
Are you kidding? A man who's known the world over? L.S., M.S.T.?
Oh.
Lorenzo Schatzberger makes fine tamales.
Oh,
Harry, it's a great college, and what a campus. It's tremendous, Harry. This college covers 40 miles.
40 miles? Must have a lot of buildings.
No buildings. You see, it's able to cover so much ground because, well, the whole college consists of a trailer. On wheels, Harry. On wheels.
Wheels?
It's a sort of a tourist camper.
Now,
listen, it's wonderful, Harry. Instead of making the student go to college, the college will go to the student.
Yeah, but
think. What a time saver it will be for your boy, Harry. Where do you live? In Santa Monica. Well, the kid gets on to Santa Monica while traveling through Ocean Park and studies higher mathematics, through Beverly Hills Latin, through Hollywood astronomy, and when your boy finally steps off the trailer, he's a graduate.
Graduate?
Magna cum Pomona.
I don't think my kid will like that kind of a college.
You don't think the sex...
No, Schatzberger.
Maybe you're right. Maybe. Gosh, the baby is only 10 weeks old, and here we are talking about his college education.
I wonder what
he thinks about his future.
Who knows? All he can say is Drew, Drew.
Yeah, but I wonder what he's thinking about when he says Drew, Drew.
Me to go to school so I'll be smart. I don't want to know anything. I want to be like Popeye. Popeye would be better off if he knew reading and writing as well as he knew speaking. My father is smart and he loves me. He spends every afternoon with me since they closed the gate flat. I wonder why people don't call him up and ask him for the time anymore. All day long on the phone, he kept telling him, 10 to 1, 7 to 5, 3 to 2, that's what he said, 3 to 2, confusing, he didn't even have a job. Popeye says that when I go to college, I belong to a fraternity, and someday I'll give a girl my pin and I'll be in jail. If I didn't throw my pin today, I'd be embarrassed. The old man wants me to go to Harvard so someday I can take over a big law practice. Popeye wants me to go to West Point so someday I can take over my doggy war. That's what I want to stop. That's violent. He's a funny world. Now the time to meet me, so I'll stop drinking from a bottle. And then they'll send me to college, so I'll start all over again. He's a silly world, ain't it?
Listen, Eddie, I'm so excited to think that my boy will go to college. Gosh, I'll bet the kid will be a genius. Maybe someday he'll make history. He might invent the telephone.
Harry, they've already invented the telephone.
They have?
Of course.
I've been trying to get one for 6 months.
But Harry, you can't get a phone unless it's important.
Well, I have something important to say. I have something important to sell people.
Well, you don't need a telephone, Harry. No, this microphone. When you talk into it, you reach millions of people everywhere.
You mean when I talk into this thing here, this microphone, my Aunt Nellie can hear me in Pittsburgh?
Of course she can hear you in Pittsburgh. What's so funny?
Aunt Nellie lives in New Jersey.
Harry, take the microphone and tell us what's so important. Go ahead, talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, remember Sal Hepatic. For a glassful of sparkling Sal Hepatic, taken then, brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. You take Sal Hepatic when you need it, be it morning, noon, or night. And besides quick, gentle relief, Sal Hepatic gives you another effect.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach, helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight, or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatic. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatic.
Yes, Mr. Cannon.
Hey, Leonard, I want you to know that I'm sending Harry Bonzell's boy to college, and I wanted to talk to someone who knew more about it. What did you study in college?
Well, I started medicine, but I was too embarrassed to continue.
What embarrassed you?
I had to examine a skeleton.
Well, why should that embarrass you?
It was a girl skeleton.
Well, look, all medical students examine skeletons.
Yes, but this one didn't have on any clothes.
Leonard, skeletons never wear clothes.
Pardon me.
Oh, Frank Sinatra. Look. Oh, Nora, Nora,
I'd like to ask you, when you went to college, were your studies difficult?
Oh, yes. Leonard used to come over to my house and help me with the homework.
Yes?
We were supposed to turn out 15 pages a night.
What did you turn out?
The lies.
Go on and sing, Nora. Harry, don't you think Nora has a beautiful voice?
Yes. I can hardly take my eyes off of
it. Oh, Harry, sing, Nora. Go on.
Pop.
Hey, keep them running. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but down a block.
Well, how do you know it's rich?
Wait, they hung out there and watched yesterday. You want to know something?
What?
Everybody and their families wear underwear.
That ain't nuts. I wear underwear.
You wear underwear?
Yeah.
And how come I can't see your underwear through that hole in you?
That's improved. When I went to the movies with my old man, I didn't throw a single pop bottle.
Then, what did you throw out of the balcony?
Pop. Hey, keep them running.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, from down a block.
Well, how do you know he's rich?
Wait, they went out there and watched yesterday, and you want to know something?
What?
Everybody and their families wearing underwear.
That ain't nuts. I wear underwear.
Underwear.
Yeah.
And how come I can't see your underwear through that hole in your pants?
I got a hole in my underwear.
Leonard, can we play
on your
basketball?
Well, where we play? Right here. The fire hydrant is first base, the man will cover the second base, and you see where they're lying in the gutter?
Yeah?
My old man is right there.
Yesterday, the football game. Yeah. And it was the first time I ever saw a first base get up and run home. New York winters can be bleeding cold, but sometimes winter on the east side can be a lot of fun. Like during recess when the kids played in the snow.
What a snowman, Harry. What a snowman. One of them walked on a top of his head, and we're off there.
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, boy, you got a beat.
Take it here from the beat.
Hey, Pete, how do you like that snowman?
Well, that's a pretty hot job. I look like a real man.
Sure, the principal's inside.
When most young college men are looking forward to the junior prom and act full of excitement about the coming hop, so did any candidate look forward to a dance or an act like he was full of hop.
Hey, Harry! Hey, Harry! What do you say to me, Mr. Sanders?
What's the dance?
You know, when the old man walks on Saturday night, he can see only the same hold you up.
Take it! Take it!
going to come over for lunch and run out of the mountain and deliver it to the
Thank you. buddy. I was thinking of the
Remember, when you've got a suit, stainless, 50 days by 50.
That's the bar, that's the bar.